Johnny Randolph.
103.5, 100.1 FM. It's WAKY. And all week long, we are honoring Johnny Randolph. Of course, Johnny passed away last week. And this week, we're taking listener calls and we're talking to all kinds of John's friends. He had so many around the area here, including one of the greatest afternoon personalities ever in Louisville radio history. Plus, he went up to Cincinnati and did the same thing up there at 700 WLW, Gary Burbank. Welcome, Gary.
So, thank you for having me on and talking about Johnny.
Did John hire you, or were you already at Wacky?
Actually, I was already at Wacky. It's kind of an interesting story. John was the assistant program director to Bob Todd. Now, Bob Todd had decided to go to Chattanooga, and, Chickamauga Charlie became Chickamauga Charlie on the air down there. And he was successful because the sheriff ran him out of town.
Oh, wow.
and so you always know you did well.
Yeah, really.
So, but Bob had left, and so we had a big meeting. The manager of the station decided that he would become the program director and the manager. And we all kind of shouted that down, saying, well, the program director is here to protect the guys on the air from the manager.
Right.
and so we actually walked out. We said, we'll be up at Kuntz, the Dutchman, and we'll be having a couple of beers. You guys talk about this, but if Johnny is not program director, we're not working here.
Wow.
And so we went up there. I'm not sure we would have followed through with it, but we were, belligerent at the time.
Yeah.
And so after a couple of hours, maybe not that long, hour and a half, something like that, maybe, we ended up, being called back, and the manager, it was a great guy and quite capable in his own right, and Al, and he said, okay, that's going to be too much work for me anyway, so Johnny is now the program director, and that's how Johnny became the PD.
And the rest is history, man, and what a history, huh?
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, Johnny was such a great guy to work for, and I'll tell you why. He didn't put any pressure on anybody. Like, a rating period would be over, and how disc jockeys, so I want to see how we did, and he'd walk back to John's office. I did once walk back to his office. Where's the book? Where's the book? He would say, I don't know. It's around here somewhere. But did the numbers come in? Yeah. Did we look good? Yeah, we look really good. Oh, great. Where is it? I don't know. And what you would do is, like, you just had, he just knew how to handle you, You were relaxed when you're on the air like that. You're not worried about every minute, and everything you do. And you're better when you are placid and easygoing. And John was really good at that. And he told me, after I had, this wasn't that long ago, actually, he told me that, he said, you were like a little puppy. He said, you would do something I know you thought was great on the air. And so you'd always walk back by my door. And he said, I would pat you on the head and say, okay, go do some more. And then I'd be running back into the control room to do something else to make him smile.
We'll have more with Gary Burbank as we remember Johnny Randolph here on WAKY.
Wacky Radio, Johnny Randolph, WAKY.
We're talking with one of Wacky's all-time great personalities. That's Gary Burbank as we remember Johnny Randolph here on Wacky. You guys sounded so different on the air. I mean, you had all the production and all that, and Johnny was like one of these guys that just, there'd be like quick quip, and that would be it.
Was that
how pretty much what it was like with all the rest of the personalities too? Like, you're all different kind of people.
I think so. I like Weird Beard at night. Weird was just he was exactly that. The only thing he would do that Johnny got not really upset, but Weird would lock himself out of the studio, and a record would be playing, and Johnny would, and they didn't have cell phones then, so he had to find Johnny, and Johnny would come down and let him in, but he never never raised hell with him or anything like that. It was just it was just easygoing people and fun loving people. I mean, when I first came there, I had been working for Plow Incorporated in Memphis, and they're just straight arrow. I mean, you know, you can't, don't make a joke, don't say this, don't say that, and that kind of thing. And all of a sudden, I walked into Wacky, and I thought I was in a circus.
Wow.
Every individual had their own individual way of doing things. And sure, John did decide that, you know, here's a song we're going to play. So he made those decisions. And if we didn't like the decision, we'd go talk to him about it. And sometimes he would change, sometimes he wouldn't.
And Gary, let me ask you about Johnny. You know, if you can tell a story. Johnny would...
Let me tell you one about wrestling.
Okay.
Johnny had never really, really been into wrestling and had never seen it before. And dude's godfather was Sputnik Monroe. So Johnny, we all went to the wrestling one night, and so Johnny, we came back, we were standing around in the parking lot having a beer, and Johnny asked me, he said, well, was that real? I mean, was that what they were doing? Were they really, I mean, really doing that to each other, stomping each other and stuff? And I said, well, why don't you ask Sputnik, he'll tell you. So I didn't know what he would do, but he walked over to Sputnik and said, is this real? Sputnik put his hand down. I said, put it there, John. And John took his hand. Sputnik spun him. This is in the parking lot. Spun him a flip. Bam! And he lands on his back.
My goodness.
And he looks up, and Sputnik said, is that real enough for you?
Wow.
And Johnny goes, yeah. And when Johnny went on to become the wrestling announcer, he loved it. He just had the best time going to wrestling. And one of my favorite stories about Johnny and wrestling was there was a guy called the Sheik, but the Sheik was a big, bad, nasty guy. And so John goes, you know, he gets the microphone, he's standing in the middle of the ring, and he introduces, and now from parts unknown, and it's the Sheik, and the Sheik is roaring, running at Johnny. Johnny jumps through the ropes, down to the floor, and then takes off running up the little aisleway. The Sheik gets after him.
Oh, my.
And the place is going wild. He's going to kill Johnny Randolph. And Johnny runs toward the doors in the front. And I mean, there's a lot of people there. And so he runs through everybody. The Sheik is, you know, knocking people down, trying to get to Johnny. Johnny has no idea why. And he goes out the front door of the auditorium. And he goes outside, thinks he's okay, and all of a sudden through the doors, here comes the Sheik. The Sheik chased him down Walnut Street.
My goodness.
About two blocks. So Johnny, he survived that, though, and went on to announce other wrestling matches.
Well, let me ask you about you, Gary. I know you've been retired for a little bit now. What are you doing in retirement?
Basically, Yodi doing. I do this Earl Pitch character. The guy, you know what makes me sick, that guy.
Yeah,
okay. And he's on about couple of hundred stations, I guess. So that's just one day a week. You know, I put all the stuff together, and I live. I have a studio, and just a little. It's not really a studio. It's just a little place I can record Earl.
Yeah.
And I do that, and otherwise, just Yodi Do, as I said. And I've been retired since, let's see, 2006, I think.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, I used to listen to
I'm
you
an
all
old
time.
Guy now, man.
No, no, you're not. No.
See, I normally talk like this, but now that I'm on the radio, I'm talking in round, pear-shaped tones.
There you go. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gary, I really appreciate you coming on with me today.
Oh, my pleasure, Joe. You guys are doing great, I hear, too, and I really love that.
Well, and
you're beating the corporate giants' brains out.
We like that. But, you know, that's a lot of that's due to Johnny, too.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it.
Thank you again. I appreciate it, man.
All right, Joe. Thank you for having me on.
Wacky Radio, Johnny Randolph, WAKY.